Hi, welcome back to Science on Trial and Error. My name is Kasia Kuzmicz-Kowalska, and I'm so happy to be back. And before we dive into this special prequel episode, I would like to start by saying how grateful I am to all of you for the words of encouragement, for the words of support, and very importantly, for listening. I don't think this podcast would come back without you, so thank you so much. I am forever grateful, and I am also, I must say, very surprised how well the podcast did, even though we were on this unplanned and longer than expected break. So thank you all, and I hope you will not be disappointed with this new format and the new season that we have planned. I'm extremely excited, and I feel like having had a little bit of time to rethink the concepts, I believe this will be even a better version of Science on Trial and Error. So yeah, I thought this time we would do it differently, and apart from the obvious things, like the new logo that you are seeing, we will also have a new center topic. We're gonna venture beyond academia, and we have a great lineup of guests. We're gonna also have some new surprise formats like this prequel episode, because I realized that I'm asking my guests to give me a very honest story and to share, you know, personal experiences, and it's only fair that I also share a bit of my story with you. So here's my, let's call it, digested interview with myself. I thought it would be great, no, maybe not great, but I thought it would be important to address what had happened, why were we on the break, and yeah, what happened with my PhD, and how did we really get to this point where we are right now. Those of you who have listened to the previous season know that I have had a very turbulent PhD, and I'm happy to say that it's finished. I got my degree. I can't even say yet that I'm proud of this. I guess this will come, but it is done. And when we were finishing the first season, I didn't expect to have such a long break. My PhD situation was getting more and more heated. And as you all know, I also have quite severe health problems. And all of these things were really escalating. And I found myself in a situation where I was just struggling to really stay above surface. I was really pushing to get things done in the lab. And those of you who work in the lab know that when these things happen, you just commit 200% or even more. And this combined with my disease meant that I literally just worked and then came back home and slept. And even though I was pushing so hard and I was trying really hard to wrap everything up, a bunch of things were making it harder for me. And on top of all of this, my health was deteriorating. Then I found out that I actually should stop working in the lab because the extent, the load that the manual work had on my joints and my diseases joint related really meant that I'm damaging myself for the future. And my doctor put it very bluntly, but he said that each month of me working in the lab and exerting myself in this way was taking away from my future good years. So you can imagine that this was one of those, you know, big moments, because I really had to stop and reevaluate everything. At the same time, I was really scared and, you know, my spirit got crushed, my dreams got crushed, and I was trying really hard to figure out a way for me out of this, because the last 7 years of my life have been really placing my PhD as priority and my lab work as priority, and I had my bad moments, but I still believed very strongly that I can make it work, I can make academia work. And then, well, I had to really change my way of thinking about this. I really am thankful to everybody who helped me in this very difficult moment. And I'm thankful to everybody who talked to me and gave me their insights, because I was really struggling. But then I figured, okay, I have to make it work, and there are most important things in life, which is your health. So I tried to find good in this, and I figured, okay, I'm gonna fight to get my degree, and then I'm gonna figure out a new way. Figure out a way to, you know, use it for the better. I'm not really sure how to cover how hard it has been, and I know it is hard for many, many people, because changing your career path alone is hard. Finalizing your PhD is really, really hard, and being sick is hard as well. So this whole situation was really putting me in a hard position. I got through it with a lot of help and support, and I'm very grateful, of course, to my husband and my family and my friends and everybody else who tried to help, who gave me understanding, who gave me space as well, because I had to really just write my PhD in short 2 months, and I didn't get support from every direction, let's call it like that, which was really hard. And I don't want to cover the extent of these details, because I know this can be triggering for many people, and I also think this could be probably triggering for me. But to those of you who are struggling, you're not alone. I wish you weren't, and I hope you get through it, but please be vocal when you need help, because it can really become too much, and I really get it. So yeah, to make a tiny but sad joke, I got my PhD, I also got my PTSD, and I finally left. I left my previous group, I left my previous institute, and I am now recovering. I am also working in my new job. So what do I do now? That's the next thing we want to discuss. I must say, in all of my bad luck, that I feel like I've used up the limit for really many years, I got lucky that actually through this podcast, I kind of indirectly got my new job. So one of our previous guests helped me and recommended me for a job as a project manager for a EU consortium. And I'm currently working at Medical University of Vienna, and I'm really, really happy with my job. It's a surprisingly wholesome and challenging job that allows me to learn a lot, but it also gives me some opportunity to give back, because the consortium will hire 10 PhD students, and I really do hope to be a bit of a support system for them in this, as we all know, at times very difficult new part of their lives. So I changed drastically my direction, and I am still academia adjacent, I would say, but I'm really not doing any wet lab work. I am still fulfilling myself, I am still able to learn, and I think this is a very important point. But of course, changing of your career and looking for a different path than what you previously envisioned for yourself is very challenging. It made me realize that this is a very common struggle, and that academia is the alternative pathway. This discussion about academia and discussion about careers beyond academia is really gaining momentum, and I'm very happy to see that. I'm very happy to see all of the advice on LinkedIn, all of the articles published in scientific magazines. I'm concerned about the crisis in academia, but I'm also glad that people learn that there is way, way, way more than academia. And I was recently talking to one of the guests who will join us this season, and she pointed out that even though I want to make this new season about beyond academia, I keep talking about these other career paths as alternative career paths. And it made me realize that we really have this encoded in our brains for like many years, that going outside of academia can be considered only as alternative and only as kind of a failing alternative. And I feel like this is really wrong, and it's very easy to feel very inadequate and not good enough when you have this in your brain. and not knowing what else is out there and not knowing how your skills translate to all the other skills, how to look, where to look, and who to ask, can be really paralyzing and can create a lot of anxiety. That's why in this new season we're gonna talk about this. We're gonna talk about beyond academia. We're gonna talk about career choices, challenges that come together with looking for a new career. We're gonna talk about how every career choice is valid. We're gonna try to increase the awareness surrounding transitioning from academia to another career. We're gonna also try to talk about the numerous career options that are out there. We are really bringing up a new season for you with a fantastic lineup. And just to give you a small teaser, we're gonna talk to a career coach, but also a human factors engineer that has become extremely vocal on LinkedIn and extremely helpful to so many people in their transition. We're gonna talk to a product manager that also wants to give back and wants to commit to mentoring initiatives. We're gonna talk about patent law. We're gonna talk to a CSO of a biotech company from the industry. We will also talk about science communication and grant communication and grant writing. So we really have a wide range, and that's not all of it. And we want to, I'm talking we, because honestly, there's so many people who helped me to develop this new phase of science on trial and error. Yeah, the interviews, we will not change the format per se, because it will still be interviews, it will still be personal interviews, and it will still be honest conversations asking what can be done better. But we're gonna set quite fixed schedule, so we're gonna try to publish every 3 weeks. And we already have a few episodes recorded to kind of help with a smooth start. Yeah, I think we are kind of getting to the end of it. And of course, I wouldn't be myself if that was all. So I wanna try a bit of new things this new season. And I'm gonna also start a new venture for myself, which would be a BookTube channel. You can already start following if you want. It's called Reading in Between. This is also a work in progress, let's call it like this. And this will probably be published as podcast episode, kind of in between our regular interviews, but it will also be a proper video BookTube on YouTube. So if you want, you can go and follow our channel. There's nothing there yet, but there will be cool stuff there. And it will not be only science-themed books. It will be more of a going down the rabbit hole together. So I don't know about you, but when I'm reading, I tend to get really into the topic. And then I spend hours just looking for more context and trying to read more about certain aspects of the book, really going into that topic very deeply and trying to, yeah, read in between. And I thought it would be cool for me to talk about this. So if you're interested, I can promise it's gonna be very, very broad topic-wise. And I'm not the person who just reads one genre, so I hope you can all find something for yourself. I'm also very keen to collaborations on this or your suggestions. As a teaser, the first episode will focus on fairies and the fairy world and fairy representation in folk legends and fairy lore, but also going into more urban fantasy and fantasy genre. I'm looking forward to hearing back from you about this. And most importantly, I'm looking forward to hearing back from you about this new season. Who would you like to hear? What's curious for you? And please stay active on social media. Please follow us on Instagram. You can see behind the scenes there. We are gonna also now be on LinkedIn. Please look for our LinkedIn page and follow. Phew, that's been a lot of me talking, honestly. But I hope you can take it. And thank you again for listening. Thank you for sharing the episodes. Thank you for staying in touch. This is really a great community, and I sincerely hope that you will join us this season. Yeah, thank you so much. This has been Kasia Kuźmicz-Kowalska and Science on Trial and Error. Stay tuned for next episodes. Thanks, bye.